Okay, so, hey, it's all right. You can hear me now. I didn't even know this thing wasn't on, so I was just going along with it. It sounded pretty good to me. But again, thank you for being here today in the house of the Lord. And if you have your Bibles with you today, I'd like to ask you to turn into the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 29. And that's where we're going to stay there in those verses of Scripture. And I'm going to, while you're turning there in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 29, I want to tell you today that this entire month of sermons are dedicated to being thankful. You know, I love the time of the year where we come together as families and have Thanksgiving dinners. And that's great. It really is great. But, you know, I think that to be thankful, we should be thankful the whole year long, don't you? Amen? Can somebody say amen to that? You should be thankful every day. Not just at Thanksgiving, but every day. When you wake up, no matter what your situation is, no matter where you're at in this walk of life, you ought to be thankful. You know, I've been in some pretty dark places, but you know, to look back on them, I'm thankful that God brought me through them and that only God can. So if you're today watching via Facebook or here in the house of God and you're looking for another way to get through your situations, if you're looking for another way to find an answer to what you have need of, there's only one way. And it's only by the hand of God that you're going to find that answer. It's only by the hand of God that you're going to find that direction. And it's only by being thankful. A lot of times, I can imagine, you know, at Christmas time when your kids are opening up presents and you give them that one present and then they rip that paper off the box and they throw it to the side and they're ready for that next gift. Well, that's the way in my Christian walk sometimes I am with the Lord. I don't have a debt of gratitude, you know, because I've been given the greatest gift that I could possibly ever have received. But a lot of times I don't have the gratitude of thanks unto the Lord, because it's by the free gift of grace that I'm able to stand here today. You know, I know how it feels to hurt. I know how it feels to be selfish. I know how it feels to be prideful. I know how it feels to think that I don't need nobody, because I've been all those at one time or another. But I want to read to you today out of 1 Chronicles chapter 29, and I want to start with, with verse 10. And this is what the Word of the Lord says. This is what David wrote. This is what David prayed. He didn't just write it. David prayed this before the nation of Israel. This is what David prayed unto the Lord. He says, therefore David blessed the Lord before all the assembly, and David said, blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and we praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own we have given you. For we are aliens and pilgrims before you, as were our fathers. Our days on earth or as a shadow and without hope. Our Lord, your God, our God, all this abundance that we have prepared to build you a house, for your holy name is from your hand, and it is all your own. I know also, my God, that you test the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now with joy, I have seen your people who are present here to offer willingly to you. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the intent of the thoughts of the heart of your people, and fix their hearts toward you. And I'm going to stop right there, and we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, I thank you for your word this morning. Lord, I thank you for what it means to us today, what it will mean to us tomorrow, and what it will mean to us forever. And God, we thank you this morning. I ask you now, Lord, to hide me behind the cross. And Lord, let your word be spoken from me, through me, as a willing vessel. And God, let me not take any glory, honor, or praise for what you would have said or done here today in your house. And for those that are watching, Lord, we ask your blessings upon. And we ask this humbly now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I want to go back this morning to the first verse that I read to you. In verse 10, I believe it says here in verse 10. Well, let me go down. It says, I'm getting ahead of myself here. For in verse 11, it says, For yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power and the glory, the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and all in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Now I want to remind you as God's people today, I want to remind you and tell you, in case you didn't hear, that it says that everything that we have, everything that we possess, material-wise, God-wise, whatever you own today, whatever you have, even to the clothes and shoes that you wear today, even to the food that you eat every day, is by the hand of God. Amen? It's all given by God. And this right here, in this chapter 29, let me tell you, let me just paraphrase for you real quick in case you don't know what's going on here, is that David called the nation of Israel together. And they said, let's build God a temple. So David needed men. He needed people. He needed women that had skills, that had talents, that had supplies, that had monies. And they all came together. And they built God a temple. And they dedicated that temple to God. And David stood before the people. And he prayed to God. He gave thanks to God. Because he said, all things belong to you in the very beginning anyway. He said, but we are willingly to give it to you. We willingly offer you everything that we have. Now that says something to me today. I don't know what it says to you, but it says something to me today. It says, Philip, what are you willingly offering unto the Lord today? What are you willing to give up? What are you willingly able and willing to do for the Lord today? That's what it says to me. Because everything that I am today is not because of myself. Everything that I am today is not because of anything I've ever done. It's because the Lord has instilled it in me, given me the strength, given me the encouragement, given me the direction, given me the guidance to do everything and to become the man I am today, right now. And is that not amazing to you this morning, church family? When you think about how good God is to you today. You think about how great God is to you today. You think about how great God's greatness is today. And you think that we don't have anything to be thankful for. Man, I get up every day thanking God that I'm alive. I get up every day thanking God that I have a bed to sleep in. I'm not living on the streets. I'm not living in bondage. I'm not living under some kind of conviction of sin. I've been set free from all that. And God's made it possible. And He says, but willingly, we ought to offer up our thanks and praise unto God. And that's what's missing in America right now. That's what's missing in America right now. There's no gratitude. There's no thankfulness unto God as our Father. And He's the one is our Maker. He's the one that gives all gifts. He's the one that gives all blessings. And He's the one that's going without being thanked. We need, as an America, as a nation, as a country, we should be humbling our hearts right now before the Lord. It says that when the people of Israel, when David prayed this, it said that the people bowed their heads. And listen, it says they even went a step farther and that they lay down on the ground prostrate before God. And they thanked God for all His blessings. And now you tell me if that's not a perfect picture of thankfulness. That's how thankful these people were that they could build a temple unto God and dedicate it unto God, and that because they knew where their blessings came from. And listen, the people in America today, they have forgotten where their blessings have come from. They have forgotten the debt of gratitude that we owe God today. We owe God a debt of gratitude that we can never repay. We owe God a debt of gratitude that we can never do enough to even start repaying Him. And it's all because of one man that was named Jesus Christ that we owe all our being to today. We owe Him everything that we have today. We owe Him all that we own today. We owe Him all that's within us today. And it is God that is the one that has helped us to be able to stand up today in the face of oppression. It is God that is the one that has given us our freedom. Man don't give us our freedom. You know what I heard Billy Graham say? He said, I don't put my trust in the world. He said, I don't put my trust in my material things. He said, I don't put my trust even in my own self. He said, because all those things fail. He said, but the one place. Let me tell you, I wish I could get really excited about this right now. I'd jump up and down and shout hallelujah this morning. He says there's one thing that he puts in, there's one place that he puts his trust, and that's in God Almighty. And that comes from the mouth of Billy Graham himself. He said, I place my trust, I place my faith, I place my hope in God Almighty. Is that not amazing this morning, church family? Is that not great? Is that not a great word to you today? And you know what? That's amazing that God is able. You don't think that God is able to make America great? I like Trump's slogan, make America great again. It should be saying God can make America great again. God can make America great again. God can do all things again. God can bless this land. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, would repent and turn from their sins, he said, I will hear from them on high and I will heal their land. We need a healing in America today. We need healing in our land today. We need healing in our country today. We need healing when you walk out of Applebee's and the gunfire starts shooting and going off. We need healing today in our land because there's so much evil running rampant. But how are we going to get it? I tell you how we're going to get it. I tell you where you can get it. The first thing you're going to have to do, we're going to have to humble our hearts before the Lord. We're going to have to stop thinking that we are so big, because we ain't that. I'm not that big. I'm a hurt man this morning. I don't feel too big this morning. I haven't felt really big in the last 3 weeks. A couple of two or three cracked ribs, you won't feel so great at all. God will show you how big you are. I don't walk around like I'm big. I don't walk around like I'm some up-to-do, big-shot person. I walk around with the love of God in me. I walk around with the Spirit of God in me. That's probably why people don't like me. That's why people don't like you. Because they don't have that same spirit. You know, I'm just a bold preacher. I'm sorry if you don't want to hear it. People watching on Facebook, if you don't want to hear it, turn me off. I don't care. But you know what? I'm sorry that I'm bold for God. I'm sorry that you don't have the same love of God in you that I do. But you can. There's nobody's fault that you can't have the same boldness and the zeal of God, because He's not a respecter of person. He gives unto all blessings. He loves all of us the same. God doesn't love me any more than He loves you. He loves us all the same. And all it takes is repentance. All it takes is a little confession. All it takes is to freely, you know what the Bible says? You've been freely given, so freely give. What does that mean? You know what I have inside of me? I don't want to keep it to myself. I've been freely given that, the grace of God, the forgiveness of God. He's covered my sins by the blood of Christ freely. It didn't cost me a drop of my blood. It didn't cost me a broken bone. It didn't cost me skin and flesh being ripped out of my back as Jesus Christ was being tortured and whipped on that whipping post. It didn't cost me anything. All I had to do was confess that I was a sinner. Wow, how hard is that? I'm a sinner. Anybody else a sinner in the house of God today? Look, I'm a sinner this morning. I'm a sinner saved by God's grace. I'm a humbled sinner. I'm a forgiven sinner. I'm an alive sinner this morning, saved by the grace and love of God, covered on the blood of Jesus Christ, so that I can go out and freely give back what God's already given me, and being thankful unto the Lord. That's how simple it is. You know what makes the gospel so complicated? You that are watching on Facebook, you know why you know what makes God so complicated? God's not complicated. God's not complicated. It's not hard to figure out God. It's not hard to figure out who God is. You know who complicates God? You know who complicates this Bible that I read every day? Me. I complicate it. I try to figure out things. Like, I try to figure out who is God. But God reveals to me who He is. God shows me who He is. And how does He show you? How does He reveal Himself to you? He reveals Himself to you in various ways. He speaks to my heart. He speaks to my very essence. And He tells me who He is. And guess what else He tells me? He tells me who I am. Well, I wish I could laugh. He tells me who I am. He tells me I'm His child. He tells me I'm His son. He tells me that I am loved. And guess what else He tells me? He tells me that He knows me. He knows my name personally. He knows exactly who I am. And when He looks at you, when He looks at me, He don't have to stand there and look at Pam and say, "Guess, I wonder who she is. I wonder who Frida is." He already knows. He already knows who you are. He knows your name. He knows you personally. He loves you. He's your Father. Wow. Is that not a good word to you this morning, church family? Too much time is going on in America. Too much time. Too many things going on right now, right here in our own land in America, in the world today. But you know what? It's not too late. We all worried about who's going to be the president. You know what can I tell you a little something this morning? Don't get mad at your preacher, okay? Can I tell you a little something? Can I tell you a truth this morning? Can I tell you that's watching on Facebook today? Can I tell you a truth? You better be more worried about if you're ready to meet the Lord. Amen? You better be ready to meet Jesus. You know what? If I die today, if I died right now, if this was the last time you saw me, you know, I saw some of my best memories of my friend. I'd pull in out here on 157 at the, I don't know what they call it now, it used to be called the store. I think it's Union 76 now, out there on 157 by McDonald's. I stop in there every so often to get me a cream-filled bear claw, whatever that thing is that I like so much. So I stop in there, and Kenneth, he would be there. He'd get out of his truck. He said, "What's going on, preacher man?" And I'd look, and I knew instantaneously who it was. And we'd stand there and talk for a few minutes. But listen, the last time I saw him was at that store. And man, I had plans going to see him. I had plans of, you know, I always wanted to thank him. I wanted to do something special for him. But now I won't get the chance. I waited too long. I ain't never got the time. Always working. Always doing something. Ain't never got the time. But let me tell you this. Let me tell you what I know. Let me tell you the truth this morning. I know where he's at. Amen? I know where he's at. He's at the right hand of God this morning. He's up in the kingdom of God this morning. He is in the kingdom of heaven this morning. I know where he's at. And guess what else I want to tell you this morning that I know? I know that I will be there someday too. Because I know who I am. I know who I belong to. I know who loves me. I know who's forgiven me. And I'm going to be there someday. And I'm going to be able to walk into that kingdom of heaven. And I'm going to see him again. So you know why I'm not falling apart this morning? Yeah, I'm sad in my heart. I'm sad in my spirit. And it's okay to grieve over a loved one. But it's not the end. It's not the end. Man, you talking about a party. You talking about a party. We're going to have one. Listen, think about all those that went on before you today. Think about how great it's going to be someday when you finish your walk of life and you wake up on the other side of eternity and you find yourself in the kingdom of God. And then, well, look, we got smiles out here this morning. Nobody's got a frown on their face. We got smiles out here this morning. Because I already know what you're thinking. I already see what you're thinking. I already hear what you're thinking. You're talking about, we're going to throw a party. We're going to throw a revelational party like they ain't never been. I used to be able to party pretty good. But it was all for the wrong reasons. I wake up all the time, every day, from the next morning, from the night before, partying, drinking, carousing around, have the worst day of my life. But it ain't going to be like that. We're going to be partying. We're going to be praising. We're going to be shouting. We're going to be thanking God. The first person I'm going to meet in heaven, I hope it's Jesus Christ. Because that's the first person I want to thank. And then I'm going to find all my loved ones. I'm going to find all my friends, and I'm going to give them a big old hug. I'm just going to throw my arms around them, and I'm going to give them a big old hug, and I'm going to thank them for all they've done, for all they helped me with. And man, you talking about a shouting jubilation. It's going to be a good time. Amen? Y'all agree with that? It's going to be a good time. But we're going to look around. If we ain't freely giving unto the Lord and doing what the Lord wants us to do, we're going to look around and we're going to see people that ain't going to be there. We're going to look around and the people that we know, they're going to be people that ain't going to be there. And we're going to wonder where they at. We're going to wonder. But it's going to be too late. So you better be getting right with the Lord now while you got a chance. You say, well, I don't need the Lord. Well, you're wrong. You do need the Lord. Well, the Lord ain't never done nothing for me. Well, you're wrong on that too. That's because you ain't got a heart of thankfulness. That's because you ain't never had a heart of gratitude. That's because you ain't never experienced real love. And why do you think so many people in the world today, right here in America, are going just crazy? Because they had a love of God in them, they wouldn't be doing that. If they had a thankful heart, they wouldn't be doing that. Gratitude, a debt of gratitude unto the Lord, they wouldn't be doing that. They wouldn't be trying to tear down, they'd be building up. And as a child of God, our responsibility is to build up the kingdom of God. But you can't do that if you keep all that goodness to yourself. Listen, I want to finish with this. You know what caught my eye in this scripture? It says our days on earth are as a shadow. I'm already 51. And every once in a while, the devil will come to me and say, man, you're already 51. You're already 51. But you know what I have to do to the devil? I have to rebuke him. I have to tell him to get behind me. Because the devil wants to get in front of you. The devil wants to block you. The devil wants to hinder you. He wants to fill your head full of junk. The devil will try to stop you. When you go out of the house of God today and you try to witness somebody, guess who's going to jump in front of you? It ain't going to be that crazy driver. It's going to be old crazy Satan. He's going to jump in front of you. He's going to try to stop you. He's going to tell you that you nobody. He's going to tell you that you ain't anybody. He's going to tell you you ain't got no authority. He's going to tell you you don't know nothing. He's going to tell you you ain't even forgiven. And we have a choice to make. But listen, humble yourself before the Lord. Be thankful. Show gratitude unto God. Not just on Thanksgiving, but every day. And when old Satan comes up against you, you rebuke him in the name of Jesus Christ. And guess what the Bible says he has to do? He has to flee from you. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean he's going to be gone for good? No. He's going to come back. But you better be prayed up. Be ready. Be prayed up and be ready. Because you never know when the devil's going to attack you. You know, when I fell on that pipe at work, he thought he had me. He said, well, I got him out of commission for a while. Look where I'm standing this morning. Yeah, I'm hurting. But look where I'm standing. I'm preaching the word of God. I only had one yell this morning. He said, I'll stop, old Phil. I'll silence him for a while. I'll keep his mouth shut. I don't like him. All he talks about is Jesus. Like them two guys I always talked about. They talked about football and Jesus when I started Opal Steel. And now look at me today. 20 years later, I'm preaching the gospel. Filled with the Holy Spirit. See, the devil thought he had me then. But God said, nope. I'm going to use that guy right there. Who knows how many souls that we've had an effect on right here. Who knows? We won't know until we get to heaven. And God will let us know. But you know what? I'm going to say this and I'm going to be quiet. I am not preaching the word of God for a reward. I am not giving anything that the Lord has given me freely in hopes of getting something in return. I want to give what I got to someone else so they can experience what I have inside of me. And I want them to see that God can change their life just like he changed mine. Man, I was a dead man. I was a dead man walking to the electric chair. You know the Green Mile? Was it called the Green Mile? I was that guy. I was walking to the electric chair, but then God come along and saved me. And now I'm free. God said, you know what? You can go now. Your crimes are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. They're cleansed from you. And you can go in the name of the Lord. So keep that in mind today. Would you bow with me for prayer? Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your blessings, Lord. God, there's not enough we could ever do to repay you for all you've done for us and for what you continue to do for us, Heavenly Father. So, Lord, we just thank you today for these people. We thank you for those that are watching on Facebook today, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, to just bless them in a mighty way. We ask you, Lord, to keep us. Lord, when we stray, Lord, when we sin against you, Lord, we ask you just to forgive us. And God, help us to repent from our sins. Lord, let us freely give unto others as we have freely received, Heavenly Father. And God, let us be the ones to make a difference in this world, Lord, as your instruments, as your mouthpiece, as your feet, as your eyes, Heavenly Father, as your hands. And God, we couldn't thank you enough this morning. Lord, we ask now if there's anybody here, if there's anybody watching via social media this morning, God, that needs just to be filled in their heart with thanksgiving. God, I pray that you would fill their hearts right now. Lord, relieve their burdens and fill them with peace. Fill them with your love and your goodness, Heavenly Father. God, if there be one watching right now or maybe in this church house today, Lord, that doesn't know your son, Jesus, God, what a perfect day it would be while there's still time, Heavenly Father. There's still room at the foot of the cross for one more. And God, I pray that you will give us more time to witness for you and reach the lost until you send your son, Jesus, back to claim the bride, to claim the church, to claim all those people that love your son. And God, we ask now this humbly now in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.